You've probably heard about people making millions of dollars every day on prediction markets like Polymarket, but the reality is it's just not very consistent. But did you know there is a new way to leverage BitTensor to start printing and beating Polymarket every week?
By the end of this video, you will not only understand which subnet is powering this brand new technology, but also how to leverage it to consistently stack gains on Polymarket.
All right, there is no doubt. Polymarket and prediction markets have taken the world by storm in 2025. You've even seen mentions of Polymarket on mainstream events like the Oscars. You know what I mean? Like this is almost transcending crypto. And as I mentioned, you know, a lot of people are posting on X and YouTube how they've been making millions of dollars on Polymarket every day. But the reality is it's just not that simple. But here's why this episode is so important. There is a new way where you can leverage BitTensor's AI tech to consistently beat the odds on Polymarket, and we're going to teach you exactly how to do it.
Yeah, prediction markets have earned a reputation for being accurate, in terms of forecasting at least, right? But the problem is the accuracy kind of shows up just hours before the actual event occurs. It doesn't give you much time to make an accurate forecast or profit off, you know, what the markets are telling us. A lot of the insiders have gone in like way early, you know, maybe a couple of weeks in advance, right? So how can you better position yourself to capitalize on Polymarket significantly earlier than the rest of the people who are trying to, you know, capitalize on this? What do we do?
Yeah, so of course the answer has been provided by BitTensor. You know we're bullish on BitTensor. You know we're bullish on BitTensor subnets. Well, today we're going to be talking about a subnet called Almanac, previously known as SportTensor, which they were basically predicting outcomes for sports events. Well, now they've seen a much larger opportunity in prediction markets as a whole, so SportTensor has pivoted into Almanac. And what Almanac is an information incentivization layer for prediction markets. Now, traditionally in prediction markets, if you're on Polymarket or whatever, you're going to bet on a yes or no outcome for something like, will the Fed Chair Jerome Powell raise interest rates by 25 basis points? And if it happens, you win money. If it doesn't happen, you lose money. Now, this is just traditional prediction markets and how they work. But where Almanac is changing the game is not only are you going to be doing that, you're risking your capital, you're right or wrong, but they're adding a second reward layer, a second reward vector, where they're going to be rewarding people and incentivizing people for providing accurate insights earlier than everyone else over a consistent period of time. So if you think you know what's going to happen in these prediction markets more than everyone else, Almanac is going to start paying you out for it.
Yeah, so every day hedge funds, they might hold like $800 billion in open positions, depending on the prediction markets and the rates that are, you know, corresponding with it. Corporations are making their decisions based off of it, capital allocation decisions from electoral outcomes, et cetera, right? Just a 1% improvement when you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. How much is that going to change the game for big players and institutions who are going to be tapping into, you know, what Almanac is actually doing?
100%. And I mean, the big news, you know, this technology, it sounds great, like this extra layer on prediction markets, blah, blah, blah. But Almanac already has an official partnership with Polymarket. So they get access to all of the Polymarket prediction markets. They get access to the Polymarket liquidity and access to the live order flow data. So they don't need to bootstrap their own liquidity because already in some of these prediction markets, the liquidity can be thin in certain things. So it would be very difficult for Almanac to do it themselves. But using their, you know, the technology they built, the connection to BitTensor, Almanac has this partnership with Polygon already. So what they're going to do is they're building an incentive layer on top of what already exists on Polymarket. You have the brand name on Polymarket. You have this new way of doing things and consistently making money with Almanac. I think this can be very successful.
Yeah, like you're going to gain 38% earlier clarity on where the actual market should be heading in the future. So basically traders, you alluded to this earlier, traders can earn twice. They get the standard profits plus the information rewards. So the information rewards are actually where, you know, I think this is where the earlier you are, the more consistent you are providing these signals, the more money you're going to make. So if you go on the website here, they have three different ways. They have the smart distribution. So that rewards flow from the pool to traders based on accuracy, timing, and conviction. The earlier signal, the greater your share. Mm-hmm. They also have the consistency premiums. So traders who maintain accurate positions across multiple time horizons receive bonus rewards. So this values sustained insight. So we're getting quality here. The last one is time-weighted scoring. Predictions made months in advance earn higher multipliers than the last minute trades. Mm-hmm. So this rewards conviction when uncertainty is at its highest. So the way they've built this is really, you know, really good for getting reputable, proper, you know, insights.
Yeah, they're trying to legitimize the prediction market space, because what we're currently seeing, and this is good for adoption, is Polymarket, it's very much a degen thing, right? You know, you're YOLOing on a yes, no, crazy Elon Musk predictions. But what Almanac is doing is it's kind of aligning itself with the entire BitTensor ethos, which is we're going to reward intelligence, right? So they're going to reward you for being predictively intelligent consistently. So it's encouraging consistency over YOLO bets. It's encouraging disciplined thesis building for prediction markets for people that are in the know, that have smart intelligence, or maybe some insider insight on what's happening in prediction markets. So I really like how Almanac has seen what is a new and growing market, which is prediction markets, and adding like a legitimacy layer and rewarding people that can help them do it.
All right, so a little bit more on, you know, how Almanac is actually rewarding individuals for contributing. So they're filtering out the noise and giving out rewards of $50,000 per week. Think, why would you know why I would be contributing to mm-hmm. what Almanac is doing? Do you know some of the biggest errors happen very early in terms of Polymarket? But this is when you can make the most amount of money. So the biggest errors from this is a 2025 study of 124 million Polymarket trades confirmed that the biggest pricing errors happen early. So in the first few weeks to months, right? But that's where the biggest opportunity lies. Correct. And that's where Almanac is actually going after. And that's, you know, where these rewards are so handy.
And another good thing that Almanac is doing is they are gamifying this experience. Everyone likes to be the best at something. Everyone likes to be publicly recognized for how good they are at something. And so they've brought out the Almanac leaderboard. So you're going to be able to create your own name, your own status, create your own social capital based on proving that you have this predictive intelligence better than anyone else. So it's going to create rivalries. They're going to be creating weekly recap videos. They're going to be interviewing top traders who are being rewarded the most in these weekly 50K competitions, alpha breakdown. Again, it's like they're creating this whole content social flywheel around predictive intelligence for Polymarket. So not only are people that have this predictive intelligence going to be able to go onto Almanac and get paid, but they're also going to be able to build a following based on it, which I think is something that kind of lacks in that space. So they're hitting two birds with one stone here.
So what you can do is spin up your own market, be an insider, right? Provide the insight early, get rewarded for not only getting the prediction accurate, but also from the Almanac rewards, which is additional 50,000 a weekly, plus any of the Tau emissions.
Yep.
So that's, if I was an insider, I had really good information, that's how I would spin this out.
Yeah, what color t-shirt will Jolly wear in the next podcast?
Exactly. He's not wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, look, Almanac is ready to change the game for predictive intelligence, for prediction markets, Polymarket. I think this is still very early days for this entire market. This is going to grow into a multi-billion dollar behemoth. I think getting in early on some of these BitTensor subnets can reward us a lot. Of course, this is not financial advice, but if you want to check out what Almanac is doing, if you want to get involved with their weekly trading comps, if you think you have some predictive intelligence and want to get rewarded not only for winning or losing the bet, but for providing the intelligence, check out Almanac. The link in the description of the video.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.